Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder here, CRN, Digital Talk Radio. I want to tell you about my guest, Alex Newman. He's a regular contributor to The New American. He's also co-author of that great book. Well, I say great book, it's a disturbing book, all right? It's Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. He earned a bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of Florida. He's been working for The New American as a freelance journalist, owns a consulting firm, and his frequent topics include economics, education, finance, banking, business, politics. And you see, Alex grew up in Latin America, Europe, Africa, which gives him a unique insight into the world events. And I want you to remember this website. It's thenewamerican.com, and we're going to talk about a fantastic edition they put out. Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on, Chuck.
Boy, I'm telling you, this, you come out with a lot of disturbing reports, but, you know, it has to be done, and there's no better person than you to do it, sir. I'm just going to tell you right now. And in the New American magazine, they have this special edition, which they, I guess, zoom in on education, and we're going to talk about a couple of articles. Hopefully we'll get two in that Alex did, but I'm going to give you a list here. They have Rescuing Our Children, an overview, Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, and Confusing Children, Insanity in the Classroom, Government Schools Today, From Education Excellence to Mediocracy, Education's Future, Christians Getting Out. Wow, this is some issue, Alex. And let's go to Rescuing Our Children. And you say the education fight between those who want to provide solid schooling in the three R's and other subjects and those who want to change kids' core beliefs is accumulating. Boy, this is, it's a disturbing report, isn't it?
Well, thank you, Chuck, and it is extremely disturbing. And, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, as so often happens, but, you know, to put it very simply, I think Americans need to know this, because if we don't deal with this crisis, I can almost guarantee you that we're going to lose our country, we're going to lose our freedoms, we're going to lose our churches, we're going to lose our families. And that's how important this is. This education issue transcends all the others, and so that's why we dedicated an entire issue just to this topic. Parents need to know this stuff, Chuck.
Yeah, and you say there are only two options, and it's parents or government. Right now the government appears to be winning. I talk about your book all the time, Crimes of the Educators, and it's, you know, the indoctrination of the school children. And you could read that book, and already it was happening. And now I think since the book came out, it's probably increased 80% worse, if that's possible.
Yeah, it has gotten so much worse just in the last few years since we came out with that book. And, what we show in this issue is that this is all part of the plan, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why these globalists can go, for example, to the World Government Summit and brag about their looming New World Order, even though most Americans reject that. And the reason they're so confident is because they are now indoctrinating more than 85% of our children in government schools. So it doesn't matter what your issue is, whether you support gun rights and free speech or religious freedom, or you want to stop abortion or lower taxes, all these issues, we are going to lose on every single one of them if we allow them to indoctrinate the overwhelming majority of our young people, and that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and the bad news, listener, this is only the beginning. And I'm going to tell you, if your head's been in the sand, it's going to take a long time for you to catch up with what's going on. But it's funny, and when I read this in your article, I thought, wow, was it that long ago? But you said it's been more than 20 years ago that Hillary Clinton published that book about It Takes a Village. And boy, is that being expounded upon everybody right now.
That's right. And, you know, they've gotten even more extreme now and more public about it. One of the ones we quote, and you can find this video on YouTube, it's Melissa Harris Perry, who was one of the hosts at the MSNBC. And she goes on there, and she says, you know, we have to get over this notion that children belong to their parents, and we need to recognize that children belong to the whole community, and child rearing needs to be a communal responsibility. And, you know, just absolutely flabbergasting, and yet they're saying this on national television.
You know what the amazing thing is? Whenever I read this, okay, kids belong to the whole communities, calling for the rearing of children. It's everybody's responsibility. I wonder if they're thinking about that when they go to Planned Parent.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I guess they mean post-born children. And I guess now you can even murder the ones that have been born, or at least that's what they want. So maybe they'll make the cutoff at age six. That's when they become owned by the whole community. Before that, they're just clumps of cells, I guess. But that's how sick we're getting. And I think, Chuck, you make a really interesting point. The reason our society has fallen so far to the point where we're now openly discussing the legalization of infanticide is because of what's happening in the government indoctrination system masquerading as an education system.
And you mentioned here that former U.S. Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, he proposed government boarding schools because he said there are certain kids we should have 24-7. Now, I don't know when you wrote that if the kids he should have 24-7 are the kids that are not fully indoctrinated or the kids that are going to be able to go out and indoctrinate the others. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You know, I think one thing that we can say that was good about Arne Duncan was that he was incredibly honest about what they were doing. I mean, as people will see if they get a copy of the special report, this guy was just openly bragging. He spoke to UNESCO. He said UNESCO, the UN Education Agency, is our global partner in cradle-to-career education reform. And he quoted a communist terrorist, said education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world, and that he's creating green global citizens by infusing sustainable development into every nook and cranny of the curriculum. I mean, he was really honest about it, and we got to give him credit for that.
I wonder if, you know, Bernie, he's an older gentleman there, Bernie Sanders. I wonder if this guy here that you mentioned, 1932 American Communist Party leader, William Z. Foster, he had this book called Toward Soviet America. I bet Bernie may have a copy of that already signed or something, you know?
Oh, I bet he does. And, you know, clearly the Democrats are learning from this. If you go back and read that book, you know, this Zoster character talks about what the American education system will look like. Mm-hmm. And I think you will be very surprised to see that is exactly what we have today.
Now, this is where you list the studies being revolutionized?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, and just listen to this listener. Listen to this list here and see if any of this, you know, kind of hits a bell with you, you know. Cleanse of religious, patriotic, and other features of, what is that, Borgurius?
Bourgeoisie, yeah.
Oh, bourgeoisie, okay. Ideology. And the students will be taught on the basis of Marxian, dialectical, materialist. Why do you use these big words, and you know you're coming on my show? Internationalism. Here's general ethics. You remember him? He said, charge. No, don't fire until you see the white of their eyes. General ethics, yes. No. Anyway, it's the general ethics of the new socialist society. You know, I remember, especially working with the guy who originated Talkback, George Putnam. Boy, you know, you hated to hear the word socialist. You know what I'm saying? But now they throw it around like, well, it's right around the corner. And, Alex, I guess it is, isn't it?
It is, Chuck. And, you know, that's incredible. If you look at the Gallup poll that came out last year, they asked young people from 18 to 29, so these are the generation that just got out of government schools, the majority of them said they prefer socialism to capitalism. And, you know, that's the ones who have already graduated. The ones who are in there now, the numbers are going to be even more extreme. So as the older generations die off and these indoctrinated victims of government school become the voters and the corporate leaders and the politicians, socialism is becoming all but inevitable, and we must confront this.
And as you'll hear, listener, and it'll dawn on you, that's because they have taken over the education you know, in government schools, and that's what they're taught. Adolf Hitler, right? Boy, he had it right. What did he say about the young people?
Yeah, he says that he alone who controls the youth gains the future. And, you know, I actually, you read so many quotes that aren't real, so I actually tracked this one down. They actually introduced it into evidence of the Nuremberg trials. Mm-hmm. And Hitler understood very, very well that if you want to dominate a society, you must secure your power by brainwashing the youth. And that's what we're seeing today.
Wow. I mean, you read this article and it's like, wow. I mean, it just things like, boy, that's right, that's right, that's right. For example, Alex writes, the battle over education is about more than just whether children will be properly educated. Education, it turns out, is the secret weapon of those seeking to build what they frequently refer to in public as a new world order. Boy, you know, and the more I look into that, you know, it's, I think, who was it? Was it President Bush that first uttered that out loud?
Yes, he was the first one who did it on national television. You have HW, but then we had Clinton do that, and then Biden, and on, so.
Yeah, I was trusting my memory there, and I knew it was a Bush, and it had to be the first one, I guess, because they all kind of fall. It's like dominoes, right? That's another thing that, you know, you used to hear quite a bit about the domino theory. Yeah. Anyway, Alex goes on, and we got a couple of minutes for the break. If the overwhelming majority of children in the coming generations are significantly indoctrinated, every struggle between freedom and tyranny will eventually be lost. Every single one. Wow.
Yeah, and I can't emphasize that strongly enough. All these people out there fighting the good fight, you know, with, hey, I'm fighting for pro-life, and I'm fighting to protect our gun rights, and I'm fighting to restrain the federal government and to protect states' rights and, you know, border security. We are going to lose every single issue if we don't deal with the indoctrination of our children.
And, you know, you're talking about the gun rights, you know, and all this stuff, it's like if you pay attention at all and just, you know, let's say 30 or 40% of what you hear, and I'm talking not about you or me, but and probably not even these listeners, but it's the average American, you know, that just lets a little bit of it soak in. Think about what you're hearing about right now as I read these words from Alex Newman, okay? Taxes will go up. Boy, you know, they're bragging. We wanna tax you 70% more. Gun rights will be smashed. You know, tax-funded abortion will slaughter millions more children. Health care will totally be taken over by the government. Our nation's independence will give way to globalism. Property rights will be superseded by the establishment visions of the common good. Biblical morality will be replaced. The United Nations will grow more and more and more and more, and I added a couple of mores, powerful. Just name your issue and realize that if you stand for faith, family, and freedom, all right, as I turn the page, to lose over the long run, it's going to be the education of the children. You've got to take care of your children, and you're going to find out, I mean, it's... Wow. I'm just glad Alex is here to give us a small grain of hope, Alex, because it's going to get more disturbing. Hang in there. We'll be right back with Alex Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, and it's thenewamerican.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of two neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Alex Newman, co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators, a regular contributor to The New American. And we're talking about their issue in The New American magazine about what's going on in these government schools. And the New World Order, you know, and the United Nations. And it's interesting that you mention the UN founders, right? Because here, and I didn't know this, Joseph Stalin's name pops up. And you're telling me that he was one of the founders of the United Nations?
Yeah, well, he was.
Wow.
And I think it's interesting because in that speech where George Bush was blabbering about his New World Order, he said he wanted a New World Order in which a credible United Nations would use its peacekeeping role, by which he means its military forces. You know, we've talked about how they run around the world raping children and robbing and looting, to bring about a world envisioned by the UN's founders. And on the one side, we had Joseph Stalin, you know, head of the Soviet Union. And then on our side, we sent this guy called Alger Hiss. And the UN loved him so much that they made him the first Secretary General of the UN. And then a few years later, we put him in prison because he was a spy for Joseph Stalin. So I don't know why we would want to replace the vision of our founding fathers with the vision of the UN's founding fathers, but that's what Bush was advocating.
Well, they're really, I guess one of their primary objectives is you got to make sure these young kids don't believe in God. And you're saying they're driving God the Creator out of public schools, very crucial to this agenda, right?
It is. And, you know, even for people who aren't religious out there, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not Christian, I don't really care about those things, think about this. You know, our founding fathers in America, they wrote in the Declaration of Independence that it is a self-evident truth. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, etc. And so what these utopians, these totalitarians have done is they have removed God from everything, right, including the public school system. They say it's a violation of church and state to even mention God in the classroom. And by removing God, they've also removed the source of your rights. And so now who's the source of your rights? Well, the UN and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, or the U.S. government. And this is completely at odds with what our founders wanted, but it's essential if you want to impose tyranny and totalitarianism on the American people.
Well, you say, you know, they've removed religion from the schools, but then you say today all matter of false religion is taught in the schools, particularly humanism, right?
Humanism. And you know, it's so crucial. And to their credit, John Dewey, who's almost universally acknowledged as the father of America's public education system, he described himself as a religious humanist. He recognized that his pseudoscientific beliefs were religious in nature. He had faith that there was no God, and that socialism was better than free markets, and that collectivism was better than individualism. He had a faith in that, and he was open about the fact that that was a religion, but he wanted his religion in the schools instead of the Christian religion, and unfortunately, he was very successful.
You know, and I think about this humanism, but it's like, where was it? Well, anyway, it's your creator, you know, and some people might say, yeah, well, you know, I came from the monkeys. You know what I'm saying? Or UFOs drop me off or whatever. They don't really just say it's got to be God, do they?
That's right. And, you know, it's so crucial to their agenda. I hope people understand the nexus between this agenda to eliminate the God of the Bible from our consciousness, from our schools, from our society at large, and this agenda that they're pursuing, which, you know, it's so important how they tell the kids in class today, oh, you know, science proves that there is no God. There was just this big primordial soup, and it turned into slime, and the slime came alive and turned into monkeys, and then that's where you came from. So your life has no value. You're not created in the image of God. There's no God who said thou shalt not kill, so you don't have a right to life. There's no God who said thou shalt not steal, so you don't have a right to property. You have a right to do what we say, and that's where this is going, Chuck.
Yeah. About a minute before the break, and you say there's other weapons being used to bring about the agenda of the New World Order created by Bush, President Bill Clinton, billionaire George Soros, many other deep state insiders. And the key example is the UN document created in 1992, and it was known as the UN Agenda 21. And I got to tell you, Alex, if there's one program I know of where they hear about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's this one right here, because, boy, we get into it all the time. The best place to go to get the entire copy of all of these great stories, would it be thenewamerican.com and then go to the and make sure you get the magazine?
Yes, we have a banner ad there. People can just click right on that, and I have a promo code on the other side of the break. So.
Okay, we're going to be right back, and we'll start talking about all this other stuff, especially sustainable development, save the planet, all that good stuff, with Alex Newman. Don't go away.
Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Tura, Nura, Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks, great service and all so affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Begorra.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with Alex Newman, my guest and writer for The New American, co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators. And boy, I'll tell you, Alex, so much involved in here. I'm probably going to have to invite you back as soon as possible to get into the rest of these fantastic articles. It is amazing how many people really don't understand Agenda 21. And you say that, let me see here, that Nancy Pelosi, yeah, I hate to hear that name, you know, a lot, but anyway, Democrat California, the same year that she took the floor of Congress to celebrate the important work of the UN Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21. But boy, there's a whole line of critters that got in on that, huh?
There really is. And you know, I think what's, again, so remarkable is that we don't even have to speculate about this stuff. They told us right in the Agenda 21 document itself, and you can read this right on the UN's webpage, Chapter 36 deals exclusively with education, and they tell you right in there that if we want to bring about this vision for, you know, sustainable development, which is really the UN's kind of totalitarian ideology, you know, less people, less freedom, more power for the UN, then we're going to have to use education to change people's values, attitudes, and beliefs. And so Chapter 36 is kind of an outline on how we do that. They say this ideology has to be incorporated into every element of the curricula, including spiritual development. And, again, they're just totally blatant about it, Chuck. It's incredible.
Yeah, and, of course, global warming, my goodness, you know, that's probably the other giant problem. What would you call it, bait, to try to get
it
people
is.
To...
Well,
yeah.
It's the justification for so much of this, Chuck. You know, they needed an excuse you know, how do we justify the imposition of all these global controls? And they came up with this idea that, hey, the gas you exhale, we're going to call it a pollution, and then we're going to regulate it and tax it and tell you that it's destroying the planet. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant, but breathtakingly bold, the idea that you could convince people that the gas they breathe out is pollution.
Yeah. And they had 17 goals that they told you about. It's sort of like, you know, somebody says, look, I got a gun and I'm going to come and kill you. You know, sure. You know what I'm saying?
It is, Chuck. And, yeah. And I encourage people to read, you know, in addition to Agenda 21, they have what they call Agenda 2030, which
right.
Obama signed in 2015. And again, they tell you right what they want to do. They say your children are critical agents of change for building this sustainable world. And they tell you Goal 4 is completely dedicated to education. And they say in there that every child on the planet must be so brainwashed with this sustainable development stuff that they won't just submit to it or accept it, but they will go out and promote it. And, of course, the mandatory global citizenship education, the gender ideology, the feminism, the globalism, the socialism, it's all in there in black and white.
Yeah. What was it? They must be so indoctrinated that they will promote it. Everything, gender equality, sustainable lifestyles, global citizenship, appreciation for diversity. You know, I'm going to go back a little ways here because also whenever they first got that going there, the Agenda 2030, the communist and Islamic dictators worldwide were celebrating the plan. Now, shouldn't that tell you something that if you're a Congress critter in America, that there might be something wrong with it? I mean, it's obvious,
so,
isn't it?
Right?
But then
it's
again,
crazy, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thinking, you know, the money must look like a waterfall to these guys. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're thinking. And, you know, to me, it was crazy. After they signed this Agenda 2030, you had, for example, the mass murdering dictatorship enslaving the people of China. They used all of their propaganda organs, you know, their party newspapers, their party television stations, all the rest, to brag about the crucial role played by the Communist Party of China in creating Agenda 2030. You had the mass murdering Marxist genocidal maniac who was ruling Zimbabwe at the time, Robert Mugabe, said, oh, this is going to be wonderful. It's going to lead us into a brave new world of prosperity for all. And, you know, you can see how well that worked out in Zimbabwe. So, you know, clearly this is not something that Americans would support.
Yeah, boy, so many good things. And when I say good things, it's good information, okay? But you say among the tools prepared by the UN for teaching children, there's this UN book called The Rescue Mission, Planet Earth. Children's editor of Agenda 21, edition, I'm sorry, of 21. Propaganda. The planet groans every time it registers another birth. I'm quoting. Can you believe that? The planet groans
Yep.
every time it registers another book, reads the book, suggesting that babies are somehow bad for the planet and that the gods are upset about people being fruitful and multiplying. And then you have about an interview with John Stossel, is that his last name? Yeah, Fox host, that terrified little children, admitted they're worried about global warming will kill them and flood their town. We will all die, the children admitted. They were being taught this by their teachers, all right? See, parent, you might say, no, I know what's going on in the schools. Oh, really? Uh-huh. I'm telling you. In some schools, you say, children are given letters to send to their local elected officials? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's how blatant this indoctrination has gotten. You know, and I've got all kinds of clips that I'm using in kind of a speech version of this special report I'm doing. I'm going to be doing a national speaking tour this summer, telling Americans all over the country about this. And so I've got these video clips, and you can see the stuff they're doing to these kids. You know, they're terrorizing them. They're telling them, oh, your parents are bad. They caused global warming, and now you're all doomed. And, you know, it's just grotesque. It's child abuse. You have the teachers forcing the kids to sing songs about the glories of Obama and how he's going to change it and lead us into this glorious new future. It's unbelievable, Chuck, but it's happening every day in classrooms across this country.
Now you wonder if singing songs glorifying Obama, if it's Michelle Obama, you know, president of the United States, yeah. You know, the, what was it here? I got to make sure. Yeah. during the previous generation using similar manipulative tactics, children are to accept the homosexual agenda, including homosexual marriage. And this, they say, was by the mid-1990s. Goodness. Children as young as first grade propaganda, such as the film, it's elementary. And this is talking about gay issues in school produced by two lesbians, which probably wouldn't surprise anyone, right?
Now, and then I bring this in, Chuck, to show people what the consequences of this are going to be. You know, back when they introduced this in the schools, sodomy was still a crime across virtually the entire United States. And by 20 years later, you had the Supreme, they were teaching these kids, you know, put yourself in the position of a judge, and there's this mean old discriminatory ban on homosexuals being married. What would you do if you were a judge? And, of course, the answer they were supposed to come up with was, well, I would overturn that ban. It's not fair. And now, you know, all of that has happened, and now you have men in women's clothing wearing demon costumes coming in to read LGBT stories to the kids. So this is where we're heading on all these issues, and that's what parents need to understand.
Yeah. On the second one you wrote, government schools sexualizing, perverting, confusing children. Yeah, a lot of that is brought up. And in the one we're talking about now, you sodomy. Less than 20 years after striking down the ban on sodomy through the U.S. Supreme Court, would defy the Constitution and voters yet again. You say the time to create a right to the homosexual marriage, just as the LGBT movement and the powers behind it envisioned when they indoctrinated the children in the 90s. Another document posted on the UN Education website. Tell us about this one. It's the solution, get them out.
Yeah, and so, you know, we argue that the solution here is to get the children out of the schools. And so I quote from a document that's available on UNESCO's website. It's called the Toolkit for Sustainable Education. And they tell you right in there, and this was still up online a couple of days ago when I checked, they tell you in there that children who have higher levels of education are actually a threat to sustainable development because they're going to have higher resources and they're going to be able to consume more. And so well-educated children are bad for the planet and for sustainability. And yet these people want to educate our kids. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think that, well, I guess because the parents don't know that this is going on. But, I mean, you know, we don't want you to become more educated because you're going to be a threat to global warming. I mean, boy, is there anything from A to Z that global warming doesn't bring up, Alex, as far as you know?
That's a good question, Chuck. They use it to justify just about every totalitarian program you can imagine, including the indoctrination of the children in our schools.
And when I say from A to Z, I was thinking, well, there's got to be a few letters that aren't going to work. Well, go with A, that's automobiles, right? And then you say, hold on, though, what about, we'll just pick out X. X-rays are causing global warming. Oh, you know, that may be right. Yeah, because, you know, they want you, you got to wear that big thing on your, oh, goodness. I'm telling you, it's, well, it's right in front of our face, but what do you think, Alex? I mean, is there too many parents that are more involved in watching television, sports, and things like that, rather than really, really being involved in what's going on with their children? Or do they trust the teachers that much? And, of course, the teachers are following the directions. They don't want to lose their job.
Yeah, and it's sad to say it, but a lot of this is ignorance. You know, parents don't know what's going on in these schools, and they're not involved enough to recognize what's happening. You know, they may recognize that their kids are coming home with these wacky views and stuff, but they don't understand that this is part of a systematic and deliberate effort.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, too, is pastors. You know, we have pastors all across this country that are giving sermons every weekend, and they are not warning their congregations about what's taking place in these government schools, and they're not providing options. They're not saying, hey, we'll set up a Christian school at our church to make sure that at least the kids in our church are going to be protected from this lunacy. So we need pastors, parents, grandparents. Everybody needs to get involved in this effort.
Oh, and the big push right now, get rid of charter schools, you know. Religious schools, that's a no-no. You know, they're getting away with too much. You mentioned a policy advisor for President Ronald Reagan, and she kind of figured out what was going on, What was it here
yeah.
you say?
Yeah. This is actually a personal friend of mine. Her name is Charlotte Iserbitz, and President Reagan appointed her as a senior advisor to the Department of Education back during his administration. You know, he had said he was going to shut down the Department of Education. That never happened. But Charlotte Iserbitz, you know, she went to work. She was thinking, hey, I'll do some good for the children and whatnot. Well, she found out that they were plotting to merge the American public education system with the Soviet education system. She found out they were deliberately dumbing down our children. And so she blew the whistle. She started leaking these documents to the media. And obviously she didn't last long there, but she's now dedicated her life to this. She wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, where she shows that, again, this is all deliberate. It's not accidental that our kids are getting dumber and dumber. It's part of a plan.
Well, let me ask you, you say she didn't last long there. It wasn't Ronald Reagan that got rid of her, was it? Was there a lot of pressure put on him about her? Or,
well, as I understand it, the globalist Secretary of Education ended up by getting rid of her. And it's no surprise. You know, every single one of our education secretaries, including, unfortunately, Betsy DeVos, as we expose in this special report, have been continuing this effort to globalize our education system, and they have not been addressing these issues, even the ones that we think of as, you know, ostensibly conservative. So we have a big problem here.
Yeah, I have a great researcher, Kelly Nelson, writes for News Views. Yeah, and we've talked about Betsy a few times, and it was like, no, don't appoint her, please don't. But I don't know. Sometimes you make a friend, and I guess you don't know certain things about them. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yeah.
Then there's a Dr. Shirley McCune. We got a couple of minutes for our break. What's what about this report on that she came up with?
Yeah, and, you know, again, you can find this video on YouTube. It's just absolutely mind-blowing.
Okay.
But she's giving a speech to the National Governors Association, who were then in the process of working with the Department of Education to try to nationalize education. And she just flat out says, you know, the schools now have to deal with, they need to have a social transformation function where the schools are, where the people running the schools need to figure out what they think the future is going to look like and then fundamentally transform the children so that they'll fit in this brave new world future. And, you know, here moms and dads think when they send their kids to school that they're going to learn how to read and write and do math and stuff, when in reality, these people are bragging that they're using the schools to transform the values and attitudes and beliefs of your children to completely transform the world. And that's where we're at.
Boy, you know, I was at a graduation out here in Southern California years ago, and I remember like the higher up, maybe the second person in charge at that college was there, and she started the whole thing about, you know, all the wonderful graduates here and everything. And all I can say is, and she didn't say thank God, but she said that we were so thankful that we had Common Core. It came along just at the right time. And you all are so fortunate. I'm going, my goodness. And you're talking about here is that individual American citizenships here and there, you know, they've proven incapable of changing the education system, but Common Core was just one example, and it remains more firmly in place today than it was during the final years of Obama's reign. My goodness, it's disturbing, very disturbing, Alex, that this stuff, you know, and especially to you and I, that it just seems to slip in there and nobody gives a damn. You know what I'm saying? And we got to kind of live with it until there's a big, big change. We're going to be back and we'll wrap things up with Alex Newman, a regular contributor to The New American. You can go to thenewamerican.com and you'll see the link there for the magazine. And wow, these are fantastic stories, all of them. Well, I say fantastic, they're also disturbing. But we'll be right back.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Alex Newman, the New American, and discussing some fabulous articles in the New American magazine, Rescuing Our Children, an overview, Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, and Confusing Children. Going to try to get Alex back as soon as possible and talk about that. Insanity in the Classroom, Government Schools Today, From Education Excellence to Mediocracy, Education's Future, Globalization of Indoctrination, and Christians Getting Out. You know, and you say the secret weapon is a total transformation of our society. It's indoctrination masquerading as education. And Alex says where there are some good teachers, the system of government schools across America basically rotten to the core, right? And like I said before, you know, they don't want to lose their jobs.
That's right. And, you know, when you take this whole special report as a package, I think anybody, even the most liberal, Obama-loving, you know, far-left progressive, would recognize we have a major problem here and we need to urgently protect our children. So if I may, Chuck, I would love to come back on and talk more about this with you, but I'd also like to urge everybody out there listening to get a copy of this special report. We actually have a promotion right now where we'll even waive the shipping and handling charges, which normally cost us quite a bit. If you go to thenewamerican.com, click on, we have a banner ad right under the top articles. It'll say a special report, Rescuing Our Children. Click on that and use the promo code EDUCATE19, doesn't matter, caps or small letters, EDUCATE19, and we'll send you a print version of our magazine, of this special report. And if you like it, we hope that you will order, you know, 20 or 100 or 1,000 copies, yeah, and give it to the opinion molders and everybody else in your community.
You know, and sneak some to your friends that might be in the education system. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. Try to slip some to the union bosses too. You know, because I don't think they're helping too much. But you know. Almost out of time here, and Alex says, if the government school system is the deep secret weapon to advance a globalist world order, American parents have their own weapon, even if they do not yet realize it. In all 50 states today, Americans have established legal right to opt out of the system. And that would require going to a public school, right, or a charter school or something like that?
Yeah, so you know, what we say is it's time now to abandon a sinking ship. Get your kids out, homeschool them, put them in a good private school, a good Christian school. There's all kinds of options now. Just get them out of the system or, you know, risk losing not just your children but also your freedoms and your country.
Yeah, and I said public and I meant private because public seems to be the one that's taken over, I guess, unfortunately. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, remember remember that special code. It's Educate19, right?
That's right. Yep, Educate19, and we'll waive shipping and handling, so all you'll pay is, I think, like $3 or something to get a copy of the report.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, sir. You know, I appreciate each and every visit.
Thank you so
Alex
much,
Newman.
I really appreciate it as well.
Hey, and get a copy of his book he's the co-author of, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. And you can get that at superstores.wnd.com. That's superstores.wnd.com. Hey, thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Tomas.